Welcome to the Relatable Finance Podcast. Here are your hosts, Joseph Carl and Shane Phillips.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of Relatable Finance. I'm Joseph Carl, and I'm joined by my colleague, Portfolio Manager Shane Phillips. We're both members of the investment team at Provenance Wealth Advisors, a financial planning and investment firm located in sunny South Florida. So in this episode, we wanted to discuss international currencies. And to be more specific, a colleague of ours recently mentioned that as a wedding gift, they received cash, but in euros. She wanted to know whether she should convert it into dollars today or for some reason she should wait. So we also get lots of questions like these, like, hey, I'm taking a trip to Europe or Japan. Should I get some currency? Also, the dollar is really strong right now. Isn't that great for our economy? Also, with all the government debt and the Fed printing money, etc., will the dollar devalue over time? These are a broad range of questions, but we thought it'd be a good idea to just walk through some of these.
Yeah, and we debated for a while whether or not that was okay to give a gift in a different currency, which I have some leftover pesos from a trip to Colombia, which may be a good idea of a way to get rid of them. But in all seriousness, foreign currencies fluctuations are a very big deal. I don't think a lot of us realize it a lot of the time. It kind of happens behind the scenes. And if you're just transacting in U.S. dollars and not going abroad, it may not be something that you ever really think of. But it's definitely something that has a huge impact on your life.
Yeah, so how can we take this information and try and make good decisions? To begin, it's very challenging to try and make short-term predictions on currency movements. There are just so many things to consider, and while we'll go over some of those today, deciding whether you should convert from 1 month to the next is really a challenging thing. So first off, we would recommend to our friend to consider whether there is a purpose. Are you going to take a trip abroad? And I would say, since they gave you the gift in euros, they're trying to tell you that they want you to come visit them in Europe. But also, is there an expense maybe that you have in euros? If there's a purpose, it really makes sense to try and hold on to it because you kind of match that liability or that expense. If there is no purpose, we wouldn't really recommend to you to try and time it. It would just make sense to go ahead and convert the currency whenever you can.
Yeah, and I think a lot of us probably have leftover euros, leftover pesos just sitting in a drawer at home, and next time we move, you're going to lose them and you lose that money. So if you don't have any real purpose for it, converting it to dollars and using it may make a lot of sense. But if it is a case where you're going on a trip in 6 months, 12 months, whatever the case is, unless you're a currency expert and you have a strong feeling one way or the other, it's basically a coin flip. I mean, it may help you, it may hurt you, and it might come down to risk tolerance. Do you want to take that bet that that trip's going to be a little bit cheaper? Or maybe it might be more expensive, but really, unless you have some deep knowledge of the currency markets, it's probably going to be a coin toss.
Yeah, you may time it right, but it's probably going to be a result of luck, not of skill. So what about you're going on a trip in need of foreign currency? Let's say you're going to Japan. Should you get some yen now, or should you wait until you get there? So first and foremost, Shane and I are not travel experts, but what we recommend is that it probably makes sense to have some cash. I'm not sure, Shane. Do they call yen in Japan cash?
I have no idea, but we should definitely look into that.
We should look into that for sure. But we would recommend having some cash on hand to take care of little things that may happen on your travels. For example, maybe you need a cab, maybe you need to buy some food somewhere and they don't take credit card, etc. But having some hard currency on hand, a small amount, does make sense. But once you go beyond that, it really makes sense to convert while you're over there, either using your debit card in the ATM or using your credit card. The reason being is that there is a transaction cost when you convert from one currency to the next. And while using your ATM or credit card isn't going to help you much with timing, it is going to help you better with the execution and minimize that transaction cost.
Yeah, and just based upon my experience is that I do like to have some of the local currencies for buying little things. Not all places take credit cards, but then knowing if your credit card has a foreign transaction fee, what that fee is, just understanding what those are. And then lastly, understanding what that exchange rate is. So if you go over there and you do need to exchange it, but the rate is way off from what it should be or what the current rate actually is, it might be a case where you just want to forego that or go to a different place, and that might make sense.
So in the beginning, we mentioned that foreign currencies can be very challenging to predict in the short term. And there are a number of factors to consider that causes the currency to either strengthen or weaken. So what are these factors? First and foremost, supply and demand can be a factor. Central banks do try to influence the money supply to encourage or you know, destimulate an economy. Also, the amount of government debt can be a factor. Higher government debts would tend to cause a currency to weaken. Relative interest rates can also be a factor. Let's look at the situation we have right now with the U.S. and Europe. Our interest rates are not really high, but they have risen somewhat. And they are much higher, though, than what you see in Europe or other countries. So there has been a lot of demand to try and take advantage of those higher interest rates. Also, inflation is a factor. If inflation is really high in a currency, it's likely to mean that that currency is going to weaken over time as the purchasing power of that currency declines.
Yeah, and I mean, you mentioned a handful of them there, but there's so many things that can go into this. And just from a strictly textbook definition, I mean, there's something that I look at called purchasing power parity. A notebook in the U.S. in dollars should be the same cost as a notebook in Europe in euros, generally speaking. And one thing that they do publish is called the Big Mac Index. A Big Mac is basically the same thing all over the world, so it should be about the same cost, and that's one way they look at whether a currency is over or undervalued in kind of a fun way. But there's just so many things that can affect these currency fluctuations.
Yeah, and while there's many, many factors to consider, I think something that we as U.S. citizens often lose sight of is that the U.S. dollar is considered the world's currency. What does this mean? It means that there's a lot of demand for U.S. dollars. It means that a good deal of international trades are done in actual dollars as opposed to their own currencies. And it also means that when there are moments of global concern, think of Brexit, think of geopolitical events or military conflicts, that means that there's usually flows into the dollar as people want to move into a safe asset.
Yeah, I mean, and those are definitely big reasons. And a lot of other currencies actually peg their currency to the dollar. So just the fact that they're going to base their value on ours makes the reasoning behind us or the U.S. dollar being the reserve currency.
Yeah, so since the dollar is pretty strong right now, is that a good thing? We often hear, you know, we want to have a really strong dollar. What does that mean? A strong dollar can be good and bad for our economy. A strong dollar means that when we buy from overseas, the goods and services that we buy will be cheaper, as will trips that we take that are not denominated in dollars. But it also means that the goods and services that we make here in the United States will be more expensive than those outside of the dollar. So it causes our sales of our companies to be more expensive or more costly to the foreigners. It also means that the trips that they take here in the United States will become more expensive as well. And both of these factors kind of reduce demand because it becomes relatively more expensive. Also, a strong dollar can make the international revenue of U.S. companies worth less.
Yeah, and I think that's one of those things that we don't think about. When we have a company based in the U.S. but is doing business all around the world, they may have a great quarter in terms of sales and earnings, but based upon currency fluctuations, it may wipe all that out. Long term, a lot of that will relatively offset, but quarter to quarter, it may have a big difference. And when we think about taking trips, which is what I hear a lot of friends talking about, oh, I'm going to Europe, the dollar strengthened, you know, that's going to be great. I just want to reiterate that, because when we talk about a strong dollar or a dollar that has strengthened recently before taking a trip, that is a case where your trip to Europe will be cheaper. So I think just a very common thing, like I said, I have trouble with this. I have to sit and think about this every time. But as the dollar strengthens, like you said, if you take a trip abroad, it will be relatively cheaper.
So what are the investment implications with regards to currencies? So anytime we invest outside of the United States, we have to take into consideration the currency component. So for example, if you're investing in stocks here in the United States, you really only need to worry about the dividend and the price going up and down. But if you're investing in international stocks, you have to worry about those two factors plus the currency component. So if you invest abroad and the international currency strengthens, it's going to help your investment returns. If you invest internationally and the currency weakens, it's going to hurt your returns. So year to date, the dollar has strengthened quite a bit, and that has really hurt international stocks, or at least their returns for U.S. investors. The stocks are not down as much, but the weakening currency has magnified that effect. But last year, international currency strengthened and it really boosted international returns. Over the long term, we would expect the currency factor to be a net neutral. It's not going to hurt you or help you. It's just going to be, you know, net neutral over the long term.
Yeah, and I think that's another case where it's happening whether you realize it or not. You look at your portfolio and you look at last year and say, oh, international stocks did well. You probably don't have any idea that part of that or a decent portion of that was from the currency fluctuation. But it's definitely something that comes into play from an investment perspective. Companies or investment managers, when they're looking to buy part of a company, buy stocks, that's something that they definitely take into consideration. And if you are investing internationally, it will affect your returns.
So the last question that we often get is, with all of our government debt and the Fed using quantitative easing in these non-traditional monetary policies, are these going to cause the dollar to weaken over time and maybe really devalue relative to other currencies? First, keep in mind, as we mentioned before, that the dollar is the world's reserve currency. And while that may go away at some point, it's likely not to go away anytime in the near future. Next, while the dollar may weaken as these other currencies do become a bigger, I mean, international currency or countries can just grow at a faster rate than we can. So it wouldn't be surprising to see some of those currencies strengthen somewhat, but doesn't mean our currency is going to collapse. Next, the Fed is not trying to influence the currency one way or another. It may take it into consideration when it makes decisions, but at the end of the day, it's trying to achieve its dual mandate of price stability and full employment. At the end of the day, it's important to consider each currency situation relative to the country, and the factors that influence are going to be independent or dependent upon the unique factors of that country. So just to recap what we went over today, if you receive some foreign currency and are taking a trip, you should consider if there's a purpose for that currency. If there is, maybe hold on to it. If not, maybe try and get rid of it, but don't try and time it. You're probably not going to time that right. Next, many factors influence currency movements, and these factors are constantly changing. Rooting for a strong currency should not be a matter of national pride. There are benefits to a stronger and weaker currency. If you invest money internationally, you're going to have to consider the currency component. And as the U.S. dollar is the world's currency, this is a benefit that we as U.S. or American citizens often forget, and it's likely something that's not going to go away for some time.
We hope you enjoy this episode of Relatable Finance. If you have any questions, please reach out to podcast@provwealth.com. And check out our Twitter handle @FinancePodcast.
Provenance Wealth Advisors is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Securities are offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services are offered through Raymond James Financial Services Advisors, Inc. Any opinions are those of Relatable Finance Podcast and PWA, and not necessarily those of Raymond James. The information contained in this report does not purport to be a complete description of the securities, markets, or developments referred to in this material. There is no assurance that any of the trends mentioned will continue or forecasts will occur. The information has been obtained from sources considered to be reliable, but Raymond James does not guarantee that the foregoing material is accurate or complete. Any information is not a complete summary or statement of all available data necessary for making an investment decision, and does not constitute a recommendation. Investing involves risk, and you may incur profit or loss regardless of strategy selected. Diversification and asset allocation do not ensure a profit or protect against a loss. Investing involves risk, and investors may incur a profit or loss. Raymond James does not provide tax or legal services. Please discuss these matters with the appropriate professional.